Please note that the views expressed by the speakers on this call may or may not represent the views of the National Liberty Alliance.
Good evening, everybody. This is September 13th. 2017, and this is the Welcome Committee call. Go ahead, Rhonda.
First thing I was going to ask is if Jenny is on the call tonight. I don't see her anywhere.
Who?
And that's okay. She was the new lady from last week that spoke a bit.
Okay.
I did not get a contact from her, is why I was wondering. But that's okay. Let's see. We have Ron is on, David, Jan, myself, Catherine, Robert. And that looks like all of us. One at a time, if we could, I'd like the new people to introduce themselves. If you're new to NLA. Okay, so everybody has been in NLA for a while.
Looks that way.
Kind of thought that this call was supposed to be for the new people coming in to the Welcome Committee, but being everyone that's on the call is a member of the Welcome Committee already, what I would like to say is if each of you would go into the Welcome Committee and get the list of the new people from your area and call those people and let them know about this call. And I do have a script to send to you if you would give me your email address to use when you are contacting these people. Because this call is going to be designed mainly to give the new jurists information about the website, what we do, the different groups that they can join, what those groups do, why we need the help, what we help, hope that help will help us accomplish. Other than that, I don't really have anything because I was going to go through the top part of the website and explain each of the sections to the new people. So if anybody has any questions or any input, by all means, please let me know.
The silence is definite.
Uh-huh. So everybody is okay with that, understands that, agrees with that. Okay. We're having a little trouble getting
no
off the
complaints
here. No complaints. Thank you. So is there anything anybody would like to ask?
It's kind of ironic how on every one of my committee calls, asking those questions always brings silence. It doesn't matter which one of the committees
So everybody's okay with that, getting your state's list of the new signees, using the script to tell them welcome, and particularly informing them about this call so that they can be educated about what's going on with the NLA and how to navigate the website.
I'm going to just chime in because nobody else is speaking. So I just would like to say, this is Catherine. Like to say that I didn't know about the call until just a couple hours ago, and I've just been too busy. So and I'm just kind of doing my own thing, and it's working for what I'm doing. But of course, I mean, I'm called in to get, you know, feedback and information from other people. So that's why I'm on the call. So I yield.
Okay. Well, other than Dan and myself and Robert, there's a couple others. Most of us are already either national or state of some type. David, do you have any questions? Oh, he's got himself muted. Well, if everybody that's on here...
Yeah, I haven't logged into the page yet for a while to get to... where the new members are at. Again, I forget where you navigate to that on the website to get to your state list of all the new members and all that.
Well, you don't have a state.
Can
list,
you run that by?
You go up to committees, welcome committee.
Yep.
New members. And it gives you the list. And over on the right hand side of the list is the state.
Okay, so it changed. It seems like it changed a little bit from the last time that
maybe a little bit.
I was in here, I think. Okay.
Hopefully shortly we're going to
So it says export to Excel.
Correct. And it does
All I've got is export to Excel on the sheet.
Right. And you can also click and print that list from there, too.
Okay. Fair enough. That's the only question
I
have.
Is for all of the committee members to contact these new people within just a couple of days and guide them to the call for instruction. I know when I first started, I was confused with the upper bar and navigating it and what was where. I still get lost sometimes. But most of the time, it makes sense for what you're looking for. There is hopefully going to be a new page on the Welcome Committee site just for communications between myself and the Welcome Committee members, so that you guys probably should go look at it, you know, at least a few times a week. I did put some information on the Welcome Committee forum last night, and this call appears in the calendar. So if you could spread the word, it would be greatly appreciated. And also, if you hear of anybody that you notice that's on the Welcome Committee member list that doesn't want to be a member anymore, please drop me a note. And I will give you my email so that you guys can email me and I can email you back the script. If you have paper and pencil or pen, it's R J minor 52@gmail.com. Okay. Well, I really have no more information since there's no questions, etc.
Riveting call.
I'm sorry? Hello? Someone new just came in, Russ from North Carolina.
Yes. Am I the only one on?
No, there's several others. We're all pretty quiet tonight.
I'll say. Are there two of us?
No, there's several others. Hey, Russ, you're a member of the Welcome Committee also?
Well, I am a national court or a state coordinator, and I have a woman that we put in place to do that.
Okay.
I don't know if she's on tonight, but she can't get the information she needs. So.
And
I'm on about 8 calls a week.
Yeah,
and they
I
keep changing in that. I'm 10, 12 hours a week. So I'm just checking this out to see how it goes.
This call is basically designed for the new members. Once you've wonderful people on the Welcome Committee make your first contact with these new members, you're going to direct them to this call.
All right. That's good. Now, how do I get the information on new members? I used to be able to do that, and I'm pretty busy doing a lot of stuff. And my reader woman has lost the ability to do that, I think, on the website.
Huh. Are you on the website?
Not right now, no. My computer's not in front of me. In fact, I'm just eating dinner, as a matter of fact. So.
Oh, okay.
And I forgot to get on this call until right now, quite frankly. I'm so busy. Is there a posting of new members for each state?
There is. There is.
And where is that?
You go to committees.
Committees,
Go down to the Welcome Committee. And then the pop-up will show you where new members is.
Okay.
That list of new members is, but over to the right side is the state.
Okay.
So it'll tell you the people in your state.
The new member's name and phone number?
New member's name and phone number. I'm not real sure what the site name means. Profile. Well, the headings on it are site name and profile, first name, phone, and state.
No county, no last name, no email.
Correct.
That's not good, but we'll deal with what we get.
Right. Yeah,
you know, it's nice to know a little bit about somebody up front. I know John Dunlop had to get out of emails because they had problems, but that's just got to be, that's not good in life.
Right.
For us to get all these emails is a lot of work. And then it's nice to know the county because, you know, we deal with counties.
Right.
So you can call them and say, I see where you're in Hudson County, and you can talk to them about it, and you can look it up a little bit. But anyway, and it's nice to know people's last name.
Yes.
So I request that anyway as a state coordinator that they give us that information, but that's up to them.
Right. We'll find that out when we talk to them.
That's what we have to do, but that takes time, and it's nice to get on there like we know what we're doing, too, because these people put that information in there. Some of it. And it'd be nice that we knew about it.
Right,
and when
they
sign up, they put some details in there. And we talk to them out of total ignorance. So, which is a professional, in my opinion. But anyway, that's...
Well, that's that's to protect the members. We've had so many problems in the past when we gave that information out up front. And so we were forced to remove some of that information.
I know that, but that's like in the real world.
Anyway, we agree with you. We agree with you. It's just, you know, we had some unethical people who abused the information.
Well, I run into that in what I'm doing, other things. Yes, I understand. I'm just requesting we go back to that as much as you can. If it doesn't work again, then maybe we have to quit forever, but things change, you know. There's not as many people attacking us now because we're on the attack. There's things going on in Washington, D.C., and New York, and Europe that are big-time stuff. That's not that public. So some of the bad guys are scared. There's more of us now than there was 3 years ago, I'll guarantee you. So we're making progress. But anyway, thanks for talking with me and listening to Russ in North Carolina.
Russ?
Yes.
Russ, I'm going to give you my email so you can email me. So I have your email so that I can send you the script for calling these new members. Tell me when you're ready.
Yeah, hold on here. What's today, the 18th, 19th? Yeah.
Correct.
Okay, I'm ready.
R, J, minor, M-I-N-O-R.
Hey, you're gonna have to say a word. R is Russ, or road.
Correct.
J is in Jack.
Jump.
Pardon? Jump.
J is in jump.
Got it.
Minor, M-I-N-O-R.
Okay, minor.
5-2.
5-2?
At
email.com. Email, okay. And your name is?
Rhonda.
Rhonda, okay. I think I've heard Rhonda many times on these calls, correct?
You probably have.
Where is Rhonda located, since you know where I am?
I am in Eastern Washington State.
Very good. I went to the University of Idaho, Moscow, Idaho. I've been in Spokane many times, many years ago. Two of my children were born in Moscow, Idaho, believe it or not, 50 years ago.
I'm south of Spokane. I'm on the Oregon border almost.
Oh, down by the Columbia River. Very nice.
Correct.
Yeah, I know all that territory out there a little bit. So that's remote where you are.
I'm about a mile from Hanford.
From where?
Hanford.
Yeah, I don't know that place, but I was going down in there. Yeah.
The Hanford nuclear site is where the bombs for Japan came from.
Yes, Hanford. How far from Hanford did you say you are?
About a mile.
Oh, yeah. Downriver?
Downwind.
Anyway, it doesn't make a difference. You're very close to Hanford. I know where you are. Yes, the nuclear weapons plant. Yes.
That's right.
How are things out there regarding that and radiation? Have you ever measured the radiation levels in the area?
Oh, my son-in-law works out at the area, and they're doing fine.
I doubt that, but I'm glad to hear that.
he has to wear a monitor all the time. So.
Yeah, good. Good. Well, that's great country out there. I've driven all the way across the state of Washington. I have friends in Portland, driven down along the Columbia there, and been in Moscow and Pullman a number of times in the last 20 years.
Well, it's a beautiful state, just like a lot of others, if they leave us enough greenery after all these fires.
So you've had a dry season and a lot of fires?
We've had quite a few fires, yes.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's good. When I went to school 50 years ago, they were not doing that, and so we collected a lot of brush throughout the whole West. And when they did have a fire, they were worse. It's supposed to happen. That's Mother Nature.
That's partly about what they're like now.
There's a lot of debris now, you say?
Oh, a lot of debris, hotter, longer fires, yeah.
Yeah, see, the Forest Service and the government sometimes doesn't do what's right in the long run. In fact, I heard yesterday. In fact, I heard it on the NLA call last night. You tell me if I heard it right. There is a woman that's taking over the BLM. She's on the Bundy side. She's on our side. And they fired a guy by the name of Love, who evidently was running the BLM, a bad guy. Is that true? Did you, any of you people hear that? Robert, did you hear that?
Yes, it's true.
That is true?
Yes.
And what is the lady's name that I didn't catch that last night?
Well, I just heard it for the first time last night, too, but
okay.
I don't recall the name at the moment.
And then is she an attorney?
That's what we are told.
Okay. And where is she from, Washington or D.C. or?
I have no idea.
Pardon?
I have no idea.
Okay. Well, fill us in on that whenever you learn more, if you would, please, on the call.
Oh, we will. We will.
Thursday night with Captain John or Monday or whenever. Yeah, that's very important. See, things are happening. Donald Trump's doing stuff.
Yes, he is.
And he's got to watch his back, because there's people in Washington that want to do away with him, and they might do it yet. So,
yeah.
I know this stuff pretty well.
He has good people watching his back.
He does, and that's why he's still there. Otherwise, he'd been gone already. But there's still a lot of bad people, especially in Washington and New York. Oh, the Kazarians. I just got a very good article. You should read it. The guy's not a great writer, but it's all there, and I don't agree with a couple things. But Veterans Today. Robert, you're a veteran, correct?
Yes.
Do you ever read that magazine?
No, I haven't.
Look at it. Captain John kind of poo-poos him, and I'm not sure why. I want to talk to him about that. But I got an article. There's an article on the Kazarian Mafia. Very long. It's about, when I'm making copies to send to select people. I think it's about 16, 18 pages. And I actually, I can't get it out of the magazine part, so I have to copy it and then edit it, paragraph, and then I don't change the meaning or the words. And I'm making copies of it, but it really outlines what the Kazarian Mafia is about from way back, 100 AD, 800 AD, 1200 AD, and what they're about. It's quite a good article. They've done a lot of research. Now, I hope you all know that the World Trade Centers were taken down by the Kazarian Mafia, the CIA. They control the CIA. They control our FBI. And probably the Department of Homeland Security. So if you don't know that, look on YouTube. It's quite clear if you listen to Rebecca Roth. She's a former stewardess that tells probably what happened that day. There were airplanes that didn't fly in the building. And there's other things. There's a couple-hour expose of the World Trade Centers and the Kazarians and what happened. It's quite good. It's easy to see what happened when you learn that. So the Kazarians did that, and just recently, in 2013, the Vatican put the bankers into bankruptcy. And I was just asked on a call Sunday night I'm on, why did the Vatican do that? And I kind of hadn't thought about that for very much. And I think the reason is, you know, the Vatican, the London City, and our Pentagon are the three big powers of the world, I guess, from what I've heard. And the Vatican realized that the Kazarians want to take out Islam, Christianity, and Judaism, all of them, and be there themselves. And they're a Satanist. They want to take out almost all the people of the world, as a matter of fact. So I think the Vatican's realized the Kazarians want to destroy Catholicism and the Vatican, and Vatican City. So that's why they're going after the bankers and the Rothschilds and already have doing a lot. And so there's a lot going on, money exchanges. That tower, those towers coming down in that day put these people in the spotlight. And now we got to broadcast that to the general public. It's there on YouTube. It's amazing what you can see about. Now it's on the Internet. Look up Veterans Today magazine. And then there's also a writing by the same fellow on Veterans Today that he's declaring war on the Kazarian Mafia, and he's got a list of, 28 or 48 indictments for crimes they've committed fairly in the last century or something like that. And they have the names of a lot of people. He didn't put them in the article, but there's a lot of information about what's going on. As they say, I yield. Thanks for listening.
Russ, did you say this new director for the BLM was supposed to be a woman?
That's what I heard last night, yes.
Because looking it up on the net, Patrick Shea selected his new BLM director.
Okay, maybe I heard Patrick and I thought it was a woman, but Patrick whom?
Shea, S-H-E-A, of Utah.
Okay, of Utah. Thank you for looking that up.
Oh, you're welcome.
S-A-G-A. Sega?
S-H-E like Edward, A like Apple.
Okay. Very good.
We were told last night that it was a woman taking over. So
okay.
That may have been a miss.
Maybe Patrick Sega is a woman. Could be a woman. Pardon?
Now there's another one here that says Selma Sierra will soon take over as director of the Utah office. So maybe
that's what they were
talking about.
That might have been what.
Yeah.
And that person's probably going to replace Patrick, right?
That's what I would assume.
And what is the Utah office? Is that a BLM office or a FBI or something else? Can you say what office it is?
BLM office.
BLM, okay. Thank you very much for looking that up. I would go listen to the call, but, you know, I'm listening to calls all the time as it is, but because it was on last night, and I don't remember what time. But.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I was making calls last night, so I still have to go listen to last night's call.
And you probably heard President Trump's speech, I think it was today, wasn't it, at the UN.
This morning, yes.
Yes, very good, and it's very interesting to listen to Netanyahu, whom I heard some of his speech tonight. Netanyahu is head of the Khazarians, and he's after Iran, because Iran is his chief enemy in the Middle East. And we've got to educate the public of what Israel is about and the bad guys in Israel and Khazarians, what they are, really, Khazarians. And all Khazarians are not bad, but there's a lot of bad ones, and they're terrible. So he directed everything to Iran immediately today, Netanyahu.
Yeah,
they're very good at public relations, media control. Superb.
Oh, I have not heard his speech.
Pardon?
Okay, well, thank you, Russ.
Yes.
I yield. I'm off.
No questions or additional information from anybody. I guess we can call the call for tonight.
Fine. I like the short ones. I can finish dinner.
Yeah, right.
Thank you for listening to Russ.
Oh, you're welcome, Russ.
And nice talking with all you and you, Robert. It's been a long time since I heard Robert or talked to Robert. I heard him a lot. But good evening, folks. Thank you.
Good evening.
Good night.
Okay,
good
bye-bye.
Night, everyone.
Bye. Thank
bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Turn the recording off.
This conference is being recorded.